What up, what up, what up? What's going on, beautiful people? Jamari here, and I'd like to welcome you all back to the Nitty Gritty Podcast, where we talk about the people, problems, and politics of America here on anchor.fm/DNG. Needing some caffeine on episode number 18? Just a reminder that this podcast is available on all major podcasting platforms, i.e. Google Podcasts, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, etc. We got a special guest in the building, man. One of my homeboys from high school. We reconnected a couple years ago at the Something in the Water concert. Knew each other in college too, you know, hung out a bit. And, you know, I just started getting really serious in the lifting, reached out to him, and, you know, kind of linked on that, worked out a bit. But without further ado, I present to you the homie J-Lo. What's going on, man?
Yo, what's good, y'all? I'm happy to be here, bro. Hey, I'm sorry if it took a while, but I'm glad we're doing it, though.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It did take a while. You know what I'm saying? But it's the holidays. You know what I'm saying? We're recording this like
work
late,
and stuff, you know?
Late December, so it's just good to have you here, man. What's going on, man? Talk to people. Tell them a little bit about yourself, man. You know what I'm saying? Who you are, what you do. Plug yourself in. Do whatever you need to do, man.
I graduated at ODU. That's where I met you, right? And then since then, been a mechanical engineer for about 3 years now. I work in a design company, a marine design company, and we just work on Navy boats, Navy ships and stuff, insulation, removals, stuff like that. And something that I really do and as a hobby is powerlifting. That's really my thing. That's probably all I do is work, powerlift, and recover.
Okay. And then you had a meet, 2 months ago?
Yeah, about 2 months ago, I competed in my first powerlifting meet. Okay. It was really fun. I had trained for it for about like 8 months maybe.
Oh wow.
So it was tough.
Okay.
It was a very fun experience though. Honestly, I was already excited to do another one right after.
Yeah, you were top five, right?
Yeah.
Top five out of 100 competitors, y'all. I don't know how many competitors, but yo, top five at your first meet, yo, that's freaking awesome.
Yeah. I definitely wanted top three, but for a state level competition, top five is not bad, but I definitely want to do it again and get third this time, but we'll get up there. We'll put in the work, though.
What's your next meet? Which one is that?
Next meet I signed up for is called Battle of the Beach. It's actually going to be held at my gym at the Iron Asylum in Norfolk.
Okay.
They're opening this new gym right by
Military right?
Circle. Yeah. Military, so it's going to be right by that old farm fresh place. It's going to be a huge gym. And it should be dope. I have a couple homies from Nova that's actually going to come down and compete with me.
When are they opening that one? Because I know I've seen them talk about it.
They said opening is going to be around March.
Okay.
Yeah, I know they're already like putting in like the turf and stuff on there. So it should be fun.
Okay.
Hoping you join the gym someday.
I've been looking at new gyms, man.
One Life.
I went from Planet Fitness, thought that was lit.
Yeah, I started there too.
Went to One Life. I was like, yo, this joint. But now it's like, I need to like that next stepping stone with my like fitness career. Cause like you can branch out to any different things like bodybuilding and powerlifting and strongman, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know what I want to do.
Yeah. And I remember I asked you last time we linked up. I was like, what do you look for in the gym? You know, do you want to look good or is it all about like strength training? And you kind of gave me a vague answer there.
No.
And I'm sure you're still thinking about it. But
I like the idea of powerlifting because it's like, I guess that's what I do right now. I go to the gym and I just put up as much weight as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
And I like feeling strong because it's a confidence boost and all that stuff. You know, I got like, I don't think I could do bodybuilding just because like my body is morphing and all that stuff.
So you do bodybuilding movements though, right? You know, like building your arms and your chest, I guess.
Yeah. You know, but like doing it competitively, like the spray tanning. And I can't do that. You know what I'm saying?
I can't do that. I don't even like flexing like in the gym. I'm too self-conscious.
I don't think I could do that. But I mean, I've been leaning towards powerlifting just because, you know, that's just kind of like how I got introduced to like real serious lifting, I guess. So what got you really into like serious lifting? So you know, you did it like casually in college, but like what really got you into it?
A couple of my homies were just that I worked out with, they were just really strong, and I'm a competitive guy like at heart. I have a competitive personality. I don't like being bad at things, and so I was like, man, I really want to be as strong as this guy. So I just looked at stuff to do. I was strength training. I just didn't know that I was strength training. I didn't know that I wanted to powerlift.
Right.
So I thought, you know, I was just real casual with it. You know, I wanted to just work out for fun.
Okay.
Right. And then, you know, after COVID, I started looking more into powerlifting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I ended up signing up for my first competition and just getting coached, doing the whole programming thing, the whole shebang.
So before going into it, how would you say your fitness was before you actually took it seriously, like on a scale from 1 to 10?
So I was more of a casual lifter, I guess. I was doing both. I guess I was doing powerbuilding, a mix of both powerlifting and bodybuilding.
Okay, powerbuilding.
So I was still trying to raise my one rep maxes for, you know, squat, bench, and deadlifts, mm-hmm. but I also was focusing on bodybuilding. I would hit arms once a week, legs, you know, chest, and all that.
Okay.
Because if you're just powerlifting, you kind of get, you lose, you don't really get a physique when you're just powerlifting. And when you're just bodybuilding, I'm not really...
not getting stronger.
Yeah, you're not getting stronger. Right, exactly. I like feeling stronger more than I do, like, looking good. Like, I'm content with my physique right now.
I feel the same way. Yeah. It's all, you know, it's cool to look strong, but it really... really shows when you can put up that heavy ass
when the
weight.
Smaller guy is putting up more weight than you, even and you got all the muscles.
Yeah, says a lot. Yeah. I saw this one video. There was some skinny guy squatting like 675 for like reps, like 3-4 reps, and it's just like, yo, like, is there
Blind.
The technique? Yeah, the technique and just like the discipline, I guess. I don't know.
Oh,
I saw this
sure.
one video, sure. skinny, like 150 body weight, benching like 365. Pause reps. So it's like, yo, you can look strong, but like the real, like real deal people are probably the ones you don't really realize.
Exactly.
That's the
and
crazy part.
For me, as much as I wanted a six pack and I wanted like a chiseled chest and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Like I did not like dieting. I still have to diet a little bit for competition just to make weight. Mm-hmm. I didn't like doing cardio either. Like that's not my thing. I think I haven't done cardio in like years, bro. I'm ashamed to say that.
If you were to run a mile right now.
I'll finish the mile, but it's going to take a minute.
How long would it take? I feel that.
Yeah, no. Nah, it's not like I'm like not 100% fit, but it's not really, cardio isn't really needed for powerlifting too much. So I don't try to do it if I don't really have to.
Nah, I can understand that. I feel the same way. I don't do cardio. I'll bike.
I've seen you on the car.
I'll bike. I hit the Stairmaster every now and then just to like remember, get the blood flow, get my body warmed up. But
I'm not gonna
run on the treadmill. You won't see me run on the treadmill. You won't see me run outside, especially now. It's freaking brick outside.
Cold.
So and I used to do that in college. I used to run all the time. So now I'm just like, yo, I don't have to run to survive. Let me just put some heavy ass weight, man.
Yeah, I did enough cardio. They were like, all right, this much cardio is not worth that six pack, man.
Exactly.
I'm done.
Exactly. Nah, man. So what's new with you, man? What's new with what's
just the same thing, man.
Like
just
say you just work.
Gym. I'm looking for a new job. I'm trying to leave my job. I love what I do.
Okay.
It's not the company.
The company.
Yeah,
okay,
not,
okay.
Just not the company too much. I might be moving to the Nova area. I don't really know.
Okay.
But really just working and lifting. I'm focusing a lot on lifting for recently though, okay. Just because I did really enjoy my first meet and I was like, all right, let me see how much stronger
really
I can
put the blinders on and really do it.
Yeah.
Well, when you say moving to Nova, like Loudoun County, like Fairfax.
So I wanted a job in DC just because I know that's where the highest paid engineers are. And I was planning to live outside of DC just so it's a little bit cheaper, like Alexandria area.
Okay. It's too expensive as hell.
I know, man.
Yeah.
I know.
You need a six-figure paying job.
That's what
there,
I'm saying.
Man.
I told myself that it's going to have to be like an offer you can't refuse before like
big
I
facts.
Take it up there.
So you see packing up and leaving the 7-5. I mean, I don't know how long. Have you been here your whole life? Or
since I moved from the Philippines, I've been here all my whole life.
Okay.
But you know, sometimes you just got to leave your hometown, man, and see what's really out there. I feel like that's where I am in life. I got to leave my hometown. Town just for a year or two, maybe, and just experience
the world,
you know,
is huge.
The real world.
No, I feel that. I definitely
for
feel
sure.
that. Yeah. So are you planning on getting property out here, or are you just trying
I was planning when I come back from DC, if I do leave, to settle down and get my old crib.
Okay. So you got it. You plan on coming back to 757?
Oh, no. I'm going to die to 75.
Okay. We got a real live from the 75 guy right here,
come
man.
Norfolk, baby.
We love it. So I know you talked about like dieting and you talk about fitness. How challenging is that? How hard is it getting? Because I know you've always had that kind of like, you're always into fitness. But for someone who's never been into fitness, you know, we're coming up to Jan 1. Everybody has that New Year's resolution of going to the gym.
Yes.
Everybody wants to do that.
It's going to be
packed. Hate it.
I hate it.
Some new figures, some new faces, man.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I like
it's always
it.
Good when the fitness community gains more people.
Yeah, I definitely.
Not just all at once. So.
Exactly. One time. How do you like tell somebody who's like, yo, I really want to get into fitness? How do you tell them that it's worth the consistency, the time, the effort? How do you tell them that?
How do you tell them it's worth it? Well, it's not quick. We both know that. You really just have to be patient and just really imagine and picture what your goal is, what you're working towards. Like for me, when I started in the gym, I had a really shallow goal. Mm-hmm. I just wanted big arms. So I got into Planet Fitness with my uncle. He helped me out. And, you know, I got the arms that I could be satisfied with, right? Mm-hmm. And then from then on, you just make more goals, figure out what you want to get out of the gym first. If you set your goals, then you can plan out how to get those goals and just actually attain them.
Okay. And then the dieting aspect, because we all know, what's the saying? Abs aren't made in the gym or whatever bullshit.
I feel like you gotta be born with them, man. I don't know.
It is. A lot of it is genetics, man.
I know. Hey, I know.
Dude, I was like 120 pounds and I had a six pack. It literally was just, there was nothing there.
What was it like? Tell me what it was like.
Sorry, man. Got a lot of eyes, man. I ain't gonna hold you.
Must have been nice. But
I know the dieting is like, I know because you're not training. Well, you're not prepping for a meet right now. How difficult is it with the training regimen, with the dieting, and with your life? Because, I mean, life don't stop when you're training for a meet. It still goes on. So how do you balance it all?
Just meal prepping itself, man.
What do you normally eat? Like,
when I'm on dieting, it's a little bit more complex when I do it for powerlifting, right? Mm-hmm. Because when you're a diet, for some people, their goal is just to lose weight, mm-hmm. right? When I lose weight, I want to lose fat. I don't want to lose muscle. Because if you lose too much weight all at once, then you're 100% sure you're losing muscle. And then that means I'm getting weaker in the gym. So the whole goal is to not drop too much weight, just drop it consistently. Like half a pound, maybe a pound every week. You know, and then after like 4 to 8 weeks, drop it even more. You should really just be losing like half a pound every week. The slow way you do it is the best way to do it. Because if you just lose too much, once you get weaker, and you're going to gain that weight back quick. And it's happened to me all the time. And it's definitely difficult. I don't like doing it too often. I'm not a bodybuilder, so that's nice. But when I have to make weight and stuff, I make sure I have to count my macros.
Okay. So you do count your macros and all that fun stuff?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, like count out what your maintenance calories are and then split it with your macros and stuff. Yeah, man.
So what do you normally eat? Like, what's on the menu?
When I first started learning how to count macros, it was still iffy. I didn't really know how to count macros, right? So I ended up eating the same thing every time.
Chicken and rice.
But I wasn't really that good at cooking. So my uncle was like, just buy rotisserie chicken. It's the same thing. It's a big chicken. Mm-hmm. Just don't eat the skin. And I did that for weeks and weeks and weeks. And now I can't eat chicken breast, bro. Like, not by itself.
Yeah,
I can't just eat chicken and rice. Yeah, now, you gotta put something. It's not my thing.
Yeah, just
to, but yeah. Now that I have a bit more experience with meal prepping, so I'm able to eat something more diverse. So if I'm eating ground beef, mm-hmm. tilapia is really good. You can usually buy that frozen. Mm-hmm. Salmon is good too. You can buy that frozen. Anything I can buy frozen and just throw in the air fryer, put some seasoning on there.
Yes, sir.
I don't really eat to like, all right, this has to taste really, really good. Mm-hmm. It's just I eat for like nutrition. Like, so hey, I know this
flavor. Okay.
Yeah.
Seasoning? I don't know if seasoning sure. like messes up the.
Come on.
You're right. He's Asian, if you guys, he's Filipino, if you guys didn't know.
Yeah, some lemon pepper seasoning on there is good. You know what I'm saying? From Old Bay.
Yeah. Old Bay, get it done.
Definitely needs to be seasoned.
Okay.
But chicken, like just chicken breast, I can't eat it anymore. Okay. That's out of my meal prep plan.
Same, dude. Like, I used to eat that same thing. Chicken and rice.
And it gets old if you don't try to mix it up. If you try to make your meal plans more diverse, you don't get tired of them so easily. So, on my recent diet, I was able to do it for, like, 3 months straight and then get to the goal weight that I've needed.
Okay. You know? So, because I know it's always good to make sure that you're enjoying the food that you're eating, but, like, how do you make sure that you're not doing too much, like eating the wrong foods because you're looking for flavor rather than quality, I guess? Like, how do you differentiate good foods from bad foods? Like, I know ground turkey is better than ground beef, like, but it tastes a little bit different because beef is always better than turkey. So, like, what's the
determinant? For me, what my coach told me was there's really no such thing as good food or bad food for you. If it meets the macros and you're eating less calories than your like, let's say you're just trying to lose weight. It doesn't matter if you're trying to keep your strength or not, right? You're just trying to lose weight. As long as you eat below the calories that your body needs, you're going to lose weight, Right. So let's say you can only eat 2,000 calories a day to lose weight, right? If you eat a bunch of burgers every day, the entire day, but you met the 200 calories and you do it for a week, you still will lose weight. But you have to make, for like powerlifting though, again, if you care about your strength, you have to figure out, you have to make sure your protein count is good.
Okay.
So you really have to actually count your carbs, your protein, as well as your fats, if you're trying to lose weight correctly.
And that's the big three trifecta, right?
The big three, sir.
Weightlifting, bodybuilding, and losing weight. How important is, like, because I know protein, that's like the how you build muscle and stuff. Talk about fats, though, because a lot of people think fats are not good, like nuts and oils. Talk about that. Is that, like, something that people should stray away from?
No, definitely. You know, carbs aren't bad for you. Mm-hmm. Fats aren't bad for you. Your body needs that. Mm-hmm. You just, anything too much is bad for you. Anything too little is bad for you. So if you don't have enough fats in your body, a whole bunch of other health reasons. I'm not a doctor, so I don't know. But a bunch of, it's not good for your health to like just have zero fats.
Right. Right?
Your body needs that. Mm-hmm. And I what I read was that if you don't consume enough fats, it affects your sexual drive. So I was like, all right, let me make sure, like, I'll try to look up what's a good number to hit. So for men, it should be like, if you have like 70 grams of fats minimum, you should be good.
Write that down real quick.
For research purposes. No, there's really no such thing as good food or bad food. Figure out, first of all, how you want to diet and what you need to eat for that diet, that kind of goal.
Okay.
Right. If you're just trying to lose weight, just eat less calories. If you're trying to lose weight and maintain your strength, you there's no other way to do it but count macros.
So you don't have to eat salads. You don't have to go green to really lose weight.
I don't eat salads.
You don't eat salads.
I got tired of it real quick. Bro.
They're cool.
I'll be honest.
It looks cool, but it's just like I'm always hungry afterwards.
That's not, it's just something to lose. I don't know. It's filling, I guess. I don't know. I've never had it, so I've tried it a couple times whenever it's served, but I feel that.
What about supplements? I know supplements are a big kind of thing with weightlifting, bodybuilding, losing weight, all that stuff. Are you like actively taking subs? Are you like creatine, pre, post, all that stuff? Or are you just kind of like...
Definitely protein. I think that's something that everybody should be taking if you're working out. It's not 100% needed. If you're eating correctly, you can just eat that. But if you don't think you're getting enough protein, definitely make sure, go to subs, just drink it. Because one scoop is usually like 24 grams of protein. That's that's a lot.
Yeah.
Right. What was the question? Supplements. Oh,
yeah, okay. Subs.
So proteins and, sorry. But I also take creatine, which has been nice. I forgot what it's been like. I haven't taken creatine since I first started lifting.
Really?
Yeah. How so I forgot what it actually does, but. It gets you looking big, man.
Yeah, that's what I take some creatine, like the hydrochloride, whatever, and it just like helps your body retain water more, make your muscles look bigger.
Yeah. So I didn't know that. It's actually very helpful for losing weight.
Taking creatine.
Mm-hmm. How so? You think that you're probably getting bigger because you're retaining more water, right? But my whole goal is to not lose muscle when I'm trying to lose weight, right? So when your creatine pulls water into your muscles, it helps it prevent from deteriorating too much. So it makes sure that you're losing fat first.
Okay.
You're still going to be losing muscle because, that's what you do in the gym. You break down muscle, right?
Right.
It makes sure that you're not completely destroying it. And it keeps you, gives you more energy in the gym.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely noticed that. That and the pre-workout always gives me that boost.
I take pre here and there. I try not to take it 24/7, 365, just because I get you build that tolerance on there.
Yeah. You want to take more and more. I started to notice that too. I was like, I need to kind of stray away from this.
Yeah.
So I'll go to the gym kind of no subs. And it's a performance difference for sure.
Oh, because
you don't have that caffeine boost and all that
for
stuff.
Sure.
But it's like
I still won't be relying on it.
Yeah, exactly. That's the biggest thing. I don't want to be like have that as my handicap for lifting a heavyweight. Can you take supplements like that when you're prepping for a meet?
Yeah. There's some banned substances
sure,
definitely
like
steroids.
There's
also DMAA, which is found in a lot of pre-workouts. I had to make sure that the pre-workouts I was taking didn't have that substance on it. I don't know what it is, so I was just like, all right, it doesn't matter. I'm gonna just take it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So they drug test you before
the meet? Yeah. So they don't in the meet they don't It's a random drug test. So I didn't get drug tested with this one meet. But if you're in the top three, you're definitely going to get drug tested.
Okay.
And I made sure to join a federation that is drug tested.
Right.
Because that's what I want to compete at.
When you say top three, is like top three from the previous meet? Or that once you get like your placings, then they drug test you?
Yeah, they drug test you right then and there. Bro. Oh, dang. So if you place top three, you're like, all right, you might be on steroids, bro. So they make you pee in a cup.
What was the guy at your most recent read, what was his numbers looking like?
So my numbers, just to compare, I totaled between my squats, bench, and deadlifts, I totaled 1,400 exact.
That's insane.
The guy that went first place, he totaled 1,600 pounds at my weight. So that's
180?
So 83 kg is about 182.
Okay.
So he lifted all that. 182, which is that's national. First of all, that's national level type lifter,
right?
So I mean, I told myself what helps me sleep at night, you know, coming in fifth place, is that even if I hit all my lifts that day, because I did miss two, you know, if I came in there at my best, I still would have placed for that fifth,
right?
Just because that's just how strong I was. After the program, you just have to keep coming back, putting in the work, and try to come back stronger. That's what I'm hoping to do.
16. What was his bench?
His bench was ridiculous, dude. He benched over 400 pounds.
Holy crap.
That's somebody's deadlift, bro.
Yeah, that's my fucking deadlift. That's my deadlift.
First, I can't even get 315, man. Yeah,
and you have to, can you use equipment like wrist wraps and elbow wraps?
Yeah, there's certain equipment that's banned, but what's legal is wrist wraps. Mm-hmm. You can't wear elbow sleeves slingshots or nothing like that.
Slingshots,
Knee sleeves and a belt. That's really it for raw powerlifting.
Okay.
Yeah, there's also equipped powerlifting with a whole bunch of other like
equipment. They have like the suits and all that stuff.
Yeah, the suits and the stuff. I'm not really familiar with that type of lifting.
You say you talk about federations. I know there's like the U.S. PAL, I don't know.
There's two there used to be two main federation. It's USAPL and USPA. So USAPL is famous for its drug tested competitions. So if you want to compete against drug tested guys, right, and you want to make sure it's a legit drug tested federation, you go to USAPL. Right. And that's where the competition is for drug testing.
Yeah.
If you want to compete with undrug tested people, you go to USPA.
Okay.
That's where the competition is for that.
Okay. And that's for people who do everything. So they put
everything.
They put up some big numbers.
So they're not drug tested. So.
Right. Okay. Have you ever thought about hopping on Pete's?
No.
Never thought about it?
No disrespect to the people that's on it. Because
for sure. For sure.
It's just not my thing. I like the appeal of natural strength better. It's like, all right, you need steroids to lift all that. I'm doing it naturally. Nah, you know what I'm saying?
Don't feel the same.
Plus, I don't like injection stuff in my body, man.
But it's like, I ain't like getting my COVID shot.
Exactly. I'm not a big fan of needles. Like, I got a tattoo and everything, but I still hate shots, bro.
When are you getting your second one or your fifth one? How many you got?
Just.
You got to finish your sleeve, right?
Yeah. I'm thinking of getting a leg sleeve.
Oh.
A leg sleeve.
Oh,
yeah, you're tripping, I'm trying to get Kaido.
You lost me there. Oh, it's lit. Okay. That's lit.
That'd be awful.
That's probably going to take me like forever. It'll take you a couple months, but hey, kudos to you.
What about you? Tattoo you?
I'm trying to get one on my forearm. I'm trying to get that. I only want to get a chest tap. I don't know what I want to get. You feel me?
Yeah.
I feel like I need to develop my chest a little bit more.
That's what I'm saying.
So I'm trying to do some more incline work. Trying to get the cut. You know what I'm saying?
You gotta get the bottom.
The bottom is,
that's the hard part too.
I do a lot of decline work, but I don't see the.
It's
do dips and like the decline.
Try high cable crossovers. So like those are my favorites, bro. Yeah. You gotta do it in a press form though.
Okay. I got you. Okay.
Yeah, before I got my chest tattoo, I made sure I was like, all right, let me build my chest a little bit so I don't look weird.
Man. Nah, I feel that. I see a lot of people with a lot of tattoos, and they look cool, but the body don't match.
I wanted to work out first before I got my first tattoo. I was like, I didn't want to have skinny arms and, tattoo.
Nice
sleeve. No disrespect to people with skinny
arms.
Nah, full
disrespect, man. Get in the weight room, man. Get in the freaking weight room. Nah, man. So you got your next meet in June.
Yeah, excited for that one.
Are you ever thought about China?
Huh?
Training people, actually, like, well, coaching people.
Yeah, I just didn't know if I would have time to do that because I'm still actively competing, and you know, but it would be nice. I was thinking about looking into getting my certification for just being a personal trainer.
Okay.
I'm not really sure how much work that is. I haven't looked too much into it, but I'd love to coach people and get more people into, you know, powerlifting or I guess just fitness in general.
Okay. What got you into fitness? I don't think I asked you that. Because like I said, you, as far as long as I've known you, you've always been in the gym. Prior to that, what kind of got you introduced into the gym, like fitness, wanting to look good and all that stuff?
Yeah, when I was growing up, I was just a little skinny kid, and I was you know, you're self-conscious. Right here, you didn't really have that much, you didn't have that much confidence, right? And that's what really the gym is for. People go to the gym so they can find that or keep it, I guess, right? I wanted to be happy with what I look like, and that's exactly was my main goal. I wanted to just be happy with a body that I can build, right? Mm-hmm. You know, right now I'm okay with it. I don't need a six pack or anything. I don't need super veiny arms or anything. You just go to the gym and get the body that makes you happy, right? Or content, I guess.
Okay. How do you, a lot of people have, like, me included, I got like my self-conscious about certain parts of my body. Like, what do you tell people that, you know, how do you tell somebody that, yo, it's, you know, the fact that you're in the gym is a great accomplishment. Cause a lot of people go and they do it for a month and they just quit. I know people that, you know, are self-conscious about themselves because they're comparing themselves to people that I see on social media. And they're like, why am I not like that? Why don't I look like them? And I tell people this all the time. Social media is a fantasy. It's not real. A lot of people there.
Everything's fake.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people do things up there that they shouldn't be doing, but they do anyways. So like when you hear somebody say, yo, I just don't like the way that I look. How do you respond to that?
If you don't like the way you, I've always told myself this. If you just don't like how the way you look, find a way to change that in the gym. Like I said earlier, I didn't like my small arms. Mm-hmm. I worked out towards small arms. You just have to be really patient because you can be in there for a month straight and nothing happens, right? You don't really see the changes. And then, you know, 2-3 months later, you get that first compliment. Hey, bro, you've been working out?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's first compliment.
That's when you get addicted to the gym.
Yeah.
Right? That's when you're like, all right, man.
Hey, big man.
It's working.
Talking to me?
Hey, bro, I'm trying to get like you.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you really just get into the gym and, you know, it gives you that bit of motivation to keep on pushing forward. And then you get more and more people to notice it. And it's nice. It's a good feeling to know that, like, you're getting better than your old self, mm-hmm. I guess. It's nice.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's a good point. That's really the reason why I got into the gym. Because I was self-conscious and, you know, I was 120 soaking wet. I was little. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, I really want to. I guess COVID helped out a lot, too. Because prior to COVID,
a lot of people got into fitness after COVID. Yeah. I didn't know why or how, but
do you have nothing else to do?
People got bored.
Yeah, literally. People got bored. And like me, I was in the gym, but I would go for like a month straight and then not go for like 3 months after that. Yeah. Like I said, I was at Planet Fitness, so I didn't have the environment, a conducive environment to really get serious about it. And, you know, I got furloughed from my job. I was like, yo, I need to.
Where you on that, bro?
I need to go ahead and do something with my spare time. So I was like, yo, I'm going to leave Planet Fitness. And the only gym I really knew about was One Life because a lot of my friends used to go there.
Yeah, me too.
So I was like, yo, I'm going to go get this One Life membership. And that's when I was like, the rest is history, man. You know, I fell in love with the gym. I don't know when I realized.
How?
It's just like, I don't know. I just enjoy going there. I enjoy doing something that I knew that was bettering me. My hips hurt, my back hurt, you know what I'm saying? I got some aches and pains every now and then.
That was going to be fun, for sure.
Exactly. But it's just like, I knew that I was going in the gym with a purpose.
Yeah.
It was to get better. And didn't matter how long it took. I wasn't on a time frame. I didn't want to be diesel. I didn't want to be squatting 4 or 5 in a month. I didn't have a really set time frame of what I wanted to do. I just wanted to get in there and do it. And 6 months went by and I saw crazy. I wasn't watching myself in the mirror as I was working out. I just kind of maybe took like a beginner photo and then just left it. Six months later, looked at it, unconsciously looking at it. It's like, damn, yo, I was that small? Like, why didn't nobody tell me that? Yes. Why didn't nobody tell me I was looking like this?
Because back then you were like, damn, I'm too skinny or I'm too fat. And then you look at yourself like, oh, I'm tripping.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I don't know. I just fell in love with it. And this week I'm probably not going to the gym just because I'm worn out from work.
It's holidays.
Yeah, it's the holidays. You know what I'm saying?
That's an excuse.
Exactly.
An
excuse. But it's just like, up until this point, I've never, over the past year and a half, I haven't missed a week's worth of gym. I've been to the gym at least 3 times.
What motivates you to get in the gym, though?
Like
when those days where you're like, your body's beat up and you just don't feel like going. Why do you go to the gym? I'm curious.
I think it's, I don't think there's any motivation behind it. I think it's just a discipline that I built. That's my girlfriend calling me. Jesus Christ. Oh. Yeah, she be right. But yeah, I think it was just me just getting into the gym and knowing that I have this discipline that I built, because over the past months of me going to the gym, right when I first got to One Life, I would set myself, I was like, hey, I'm going to the gym at least 3 times a week. I can go Sunday, Thursday, Friday. I can go Sunday, Friday, Saturday, but I have to go 3 times a week. So once I built that discipline, and it took me about a month to really get into the gym and really build that discipline. From there, it was like, I would wake up, you know, I go to the gym. I'm in the gym at 5:36 in the morning.
That's crazy. Much respect to morning lifters, man.
I like going in the morning because it's there's nobody there, dude.
Yeah.
That evening, afternoon stuff. You go late night. You go like around this time, right?
Yeah, yeah. I can't. This is my gym time right now.
My biggest thing is like when I take pre-workout, I get done in the gym around 10, I'm not going to bed till like 2. So I still got the pre in my system So it's just like, I like going in the morning. So I still got that pre in my, good start. Still got that pre in my workout. I still got the energy. So when I get to work, I'm still pumped. I don't start really feeling drained around till 2. Drink a cup of coffee, and then I'll push the day out. So,
sure.
And it's just, I like starting my day off on the right foot.
You already checked one thing off your list. It feels good.
And when I'm hard day at work, I'm tired. I might try to go to the gym sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But if I get it done in the morning, yo, I ain't got nothing to do. So I think, you know, it's just a discipline. What really gets you in the gym?
Gets me in the gym. My goals, man. Like, I made goals for myself, you know, when I got into powerlifting and, you know, started competing seriously. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just those goals, you know, when my body's beat up, I'm riddled with injuries, and I still have to do a whole ass program. And just think about, like, why I'm lifting. Like, what do I want out of this? What kind of lifts do I want to, you know, lift in the competition? And there's a couple things I would definitely want to do, you know, in the powerlifting sport before I can happily walk away from it, because I don't think I'm going to be powerlifting forever.
Okay.
But it's definitely goals I want to hit first before I can just walk away.
So what's your exit strategy? You plan to do for like the next 5 years? Because I know it takes a toll on your body.
Oh, it definitely does. It's not, I can't powerlift 365 a day, year, just like other people. It's just, it's a lot on your body. I can only do it, like focus on strictly powerlifting, maybe like 12 weeks. I did 16 weeks, 19 weeks before. And it was already tough. So I'm only doing 12 weeks for my next meet, just because it's a local meet. It's not like a state level meet, just like the last one.
Is 12 typically the time frame that people typically train up for a meet?
12 is a good amount of time to make some really good gains.
Okay.
8 weeks is cutting it close, but you still can do it.
How are your programs? How challenging are those programs that you, I'm not sure if you have like a trainer or a coach that you go to all the time. Do you pick from different coaches? Like how tough are they?
So,
or how easy are they?
This was my first powerlifting meet, and I was really, I told myself at first, I was like, I'm just going to do it for fun. I'm just going to go in there with my own numbers and lift on my own program, right? Mm-hmm. And so before I got a coach, I thought I knew what I was doing. And then I realized,
you know,
I was doing everything wrong. Like dieting, working out, recovering, everything was just off. And it's really nice to have that coach. Because I don't know everything about lifting. I didn't go to school for, you know, health and sciences and stuff.
Right.
So it's definitely nice. So I was just doing it for fun at first, but then a couple of my homies who were going to do in the competition with me, they were getting coaches. And I was a bit stronger than them, but with my competitive mentality, I was like, hold on. They're getting coaches. They're taking this really serious. I really don't want them to outlift me. So, you know, my personality is like, all right, let me get a coach too. And then I asked around a couple homies of mine. They recommended this guy that works at my gym who used to be the president of the powerlifting club at ODU. So I already knew all of him. I've seen his lifts. This guy's a monster. I've seen the people that he's trained, and they're monsters. So I was like, all right, let me get with this guy. He helped me out, put me on a 19-week program, and that was it.
That's crazy. I want to talk about how the lifestyle of powerlifting, or just like competitive fitness in general, how expensive is it? Like, what's the, are you shopping every week? Are you like?
Let me tell you the amount of protein I go through. Oh my god!
Like, so, how do you? Go ahead.
So if you're a power lifter, your strength is important, right? So you really have to make sure your protein intake is on point, right? So if you don't know, you really should be taking 1 gram of protein for a pound of weight that you have. So if you're 180 pounds, you should be taking 180 grams of protein. Okay. That's a lot, right? That's why the shakes help if you can just drink the protein rather than consuming all that in, you know, meat form.
Right.
Oh, but, because if you're taking it less than your body weight, you're not taking enough protein. That means you're not building your muscles quick enough. Mm-hmm. And then you're just in the gym really breaking down your muscles. You're not really recovering and building it stronger.
Do you have, is that 180 number, is that like bona fide? You have to do that every day in order to build muscle, or can you kind of deviate a little bit?
Like, I mean, you can plus here, minus 160. Okay. 160 a day is not like going to, if you just eat bad one day, it's not going to kill your gains too much, but
right.
You should try to get close to that goal. So if I say like I'm 190 in right now, if you get 175, 180, you're fine. Okay. It's just that one day, but definitely try to get as close as you can.
Right.
But when I'm setting up my macros, I always focus on protein first. All right, let me get this much amount of calories for protein, and then I go into carbs because you need carbs to work out, right? Mm-hmm. I always make sure I used to do fasted workouts a lot back in the day.
What's that?
Fasted workouts is
fasted. Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
so
okay.
You just don't eat anything.
Right, fat.
And now I don't like doing that because I want to make sure, because when you're powerlifting, you need every bit of energy to lift that one rep max, and you need a lot of carbs for that. Mm-hmm. So I try to dedicate most of the macros for carbs, about 40% of your calories, I guess, and then 20% to your fats.
So it's a good kind of mesh.
Yeah, it definitely does get expensive. That's just like the nutritional stuff. If you really want to be good at powerlifting, you gotta buy weightlifting belts, the good quality ones. I started with the Amazon ones and the ones at the gym. So
I got my Amazon.
You know what I'm saying?
I gotta upgrade soon.
But if you want really good quality lifting belt, you gotta get away from the Amazon ones.
Okay.
The wrist wraps, nice shoes, good shoes.
Right.
And when you're powerlifting in a when you're doing a competition, it has to be competition approved. So there's certain brands and certain equipment that you can't use. Yeah.
Because like legal, mm-hmm. So you can't wear Nike. Can you wear Nike stuff?
You wear Nike stuff. Okay. Let's say for knee sleeves. It has to conform to a certain thickness. It can't be too long and it can't be too thin. Too thin.
Holy crap. Yeah. So like to the T with everything.
So, yeah. And like my knee sleeves cost me $100.
Holy shit.
My belt,
$100. They got your initials on them, custom made.
$100? Do it come with the 600 debt?
Like, I'm saying. Guaranteed?
But, yeah. Because when I first moved into my new gym, it's a powerlifting gym. I started at One Life, right? So, I wasn't really too serious into powerlifting yet. I had the Amazon quality equipment, Amazon belt, Amazon wrist wraps, Amazon knee sleeves, everything. And then you go into the gym and you see everybody's equipment and you're like, yeah, bro, you got to switch.
Yeah.
And it does help.
Okay.
Like you don't really, it's more of a luxury thing, I guess. Like you don't need them to be successful at powerlifting. Mm-hmm. Like if you're strong, you're strong. You know, like the belt's not going to lift it for you.
Yeah.
Right. So
that makes sense.
But it does help. And, you know, the quality belt does give you those extra couple pounds that you need to win the competition.
For that. No, I didn't feel that. So you got the equipment, $100 for knee sleeves, dude. Shoes must be like $300.
Yeah. If you get like squat shoes, deadlift shoes.
Yeah. My squat shoes were like $200, but I got those from Amazon. So they're not the professional ones. And then so when you go grocery shopping, like, do you go every week? Do you buy in bulk?
I try to buy in bulk for like a good week or two. And then once I run out, all right, okay, let me go grocery shopping again. But
shit, I don't.
Usually focus on, I'm not too picky with the food. And again, I'm not on a diet. So I'm just trying to make sure when I'm in there, like I'm focusing on like, again, when I'm grocery shopping, protein intake, that's what I'm always thinking about.
Okay,
right?
Okay. Gotcha,
we need a bunch of like source protein.
Okay. Dang, that's crazy, man. Jeez, I'm still stuck on $100 knee sleeves. I'm a very fiscally responsible dude. Like
I know, man. And if you were somebody that's not too serious and you look at it like,
That's yeah. crazy. So you got to be, either you got to have some deep pockets or you got to be really committed to this
lifestyle. I think you, yeah, yeah. I think you have to really be into the sport to be spending that much into it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So you said that your end goal, how long do you plan on powerlifting for?
Or
do you
have, I don't really have a set time. Okay. My main goal is I want to compete nationally. I want to see how I stand up against like guys all over the, you know, this nation.
Okay.
That way I can say I competed nationally. I'm like, all right, I'm top 10 in the nation, baby. What's up?
There we go.
But you have to be able to qualify for nationals. So you have to, I guess for my weight class, you need a minimum of 1,500 pound total to be able to qualify. I only did 1,400 last time. Mm-hmm. So it'll be definitely a pretty cool honor to compete nationally because I get to compete next to the guys that I look up to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a bunch of powerlifting gods, pretty mm-hmm. much. It's pretty cool.
Like Russell...
Russell Horry, yeah. Taylor Atwood, a bunch of these guys, man.
Okay.
Monsters.
Tanks.
Monsters. And it's fun. It'd be pretty cool to share the platform with them, for sure.
I believe it, man. Yeah, dude. Well, coming at the end of the show, man. So at the end of every episode, I normally have the guests come on and give like a golden nugget or some words of wisdom to the listeners just so they can take something away from this episode.
Gotcha.
So John, like I said, I appreciate you coming on, man. If you got anything, you could definitely share it now.
You asked me for a quote last time, right? And one quote that I usually have on my notes that I usually go back to when I'm in training. I don't know who said it or where I got it from. I just saw it on Twitter one time, right? And it was in quotations. But like it really spoke to me. It was like, I'm not telling you to love the hard work. I'm telling you to crave the end results so intensely that the hard work is irrelevant. And that is just, I got goosebumps when I first read it because that's the mentality I go into the gym whenever I'm in there. You're not always going to love the hard work. Sometimes you don't want to be there. But like if you have goals and you set goals for yourself, you can look past the hard work. Like once the day is done, you're done. Like you just know that you put in that work towards your goal though. It's nice.
Hey, that's some real shit right there, yo. That hey, I like that. I'm gonna start. I might get that. My first check. Hey, but hey, this is the end of Nitty Gritty Podcast, episode 18. Thank you again, John, man, for coming on, man.
Thanks for having me, bro.
Let me know when you're ready to lift. I'm like deadlifting, man. We got a squat or bench next time.
Gym again, bro.
I'm with it, man. I've been trying to transition. So, I mean, are there other powerlifting gyms out here? Or is it just
there's another one? I mean, I'm not gonna recommend the other one, you know what I'm saying?
But there's still I can understand that.
I think my gym is the best powerlifting gym in the 757 area.
Okay.
That might be biased, but I've been to the other ones, honest, and my gym is the best.
Okay.
Straight up.
Jam ones come around the corner, man. We'll see, man.
Yes,
we'll see.
Bro. I think you would like it there.
That's what's up. Hey, thank you all for listening. Definitely appreciate it. Tune in for the next one. Go ahead and plug in your social media, man, so they can follow you and stuff.
Oh, if you're interested in following my lifting account, you can follow rice.gains. Rice like the food. And then .gains.
All right, everybody. Y'all take it easy. Peace.